Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
I listen to everybody eating the TV network. This is real relationships, folks. This is real. This is really real.
As your career engineer, I'm having a wonderful conversation with 6 months feeling coach Mike Tomlin. I was going to call him Mr. Tomlin. I got to call you Coach Tomlin.
You can call me whatever you like. Just call me.
TV network. This is what my fans, what I love, this environment.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4. Ready, steady, go.
Hey, don't get anxious. Get prepared. Your career engineer right here with you live for 30 minutes of power-packed career, life, and business tips and tricks to make your Monday morning awesome. Remember, you can be a part of the live show when we're with you Thursdays like now, like today, from 12 to 12:30. Okay, so we're live right now, and you can be a part of the show by listening or calling in with your questions or your comments. Today, we're talking about career confidence, and we're going to get into that, right? We're going to get into that because some of us are losing some confidence. Some new news came out today. We're going to hit that, and we're going to share some ways that we can not let COVID take our thunder. We're going to get it back, y'all. We're going to get it back, but we will share some career news. So in the meantime, feel free to join us live. Again, you can call us live on this show. Remember, even though this is an internet-based radio show, here's what's so cool about it. We are listened around the world, locally and globally. You can just call into our call-in number and listen to the entire show on your phone, or you can press 1 and actually talk to your host. That would be me, like me, like the career engineer, like me. You can talk to me, like right now, because we're live. And then when we're not live, we're on demand, okay? We're on iTunes and we're other places, and you can listen to this on demand anytime. But right now, we're live, so feel free to hit our hotline, 516-387-1850 is how you can listen to this show live with me on your phone for those non-internet people. For those of you on the internet, of course, hit us up, radioshow.tcenow.com gets you right to us. And we have our Twitter open. Got my Facebook open. I want to thank all the folks who listen to us on those profiles. But listen, today we got to keep it real. Let's keep it real big time. Some news came out. Lots of news came out today. But we're going to try our best in this 30 minutes together to stay focused on how to stay career confident. Okay. I want to share how there's some things we need to do as we're putting out those resumes and we're putting out those LinkedIn profiles and we're putting out those, we're using your networking. And you're putting your good stuff into the marketplace, and you know how the marketplace responds. Well, we're in COVID, you know, but there's ways to keep our confidence up. So we're going to talk about that. So are you a member of your family wondering, what do I do now and what will happen later? We're going to talk about that. But prior to me hitting it, there are some talking points I really need to have to talk to y'all about, and one of them is wrong. One of them is wrong, and I have to, you know, this is really crazy because the numbers keep trending up, but yet we keep getting numbers that say we're trending down. So last week, the numbers of 40 million or so are folks who did unemployment claims initially. Well, you guys know, again, I'm talking confidence, right? But you guys, yes, I'm talking confidence, but I got to give you some facts. I cannot talk about feelings and how we feel about this and yada, yada, yada. Let's get the facts. Let's get the facts. As of today, 1.3 million folks have applied initially for unemployment. The report came out today for last week. As you guys remember, these reports are always in arrears. So 1.3 million, which is better than 1.5, but it's not like 100,000. So we're making some moves, but there's one source that said that number of 1.3 is similar to where we were in June. So we're not like going down enough. And we got to figure out what that means. There's some inferences of that. But it's better than last week, which was 1.5, right? 1.5 million. So 1.3 was today. So just to give you some more numbers that will build your confidence, right? That you're going to love this number. The number is that we have, since this started, so we're 130 days ago, I think, is when COVID showed up in our lives. And in those 130 days, we've had 50 million folks file initially for unemployment in 130 days. That's a number for you, right? That's a number for you. Now, yes, last month, or for this, the month of June, we had folks saying 4 million job gains, but those are really jobs that people went back to work. They weren't necessarily gains. They were the furloughed or those companies, as they opened up, brought people back. So that I mean, there may have been a few, but that really wasn't the bulk of it. So that's that. And we had the numbers gone down, so to speak, 11 point something? I can't remember. I think it was around 11 something. If you got my newsletter, you guys know the numbers. And remember, if you're not getting the newsletter, sidebar, subscribe.tcenow.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. Goes out tomorrow morning. All this good stuff, the news I'm talking about, well, some of this news is, well, the news I'm talking about, the most up-to-date stuff as of 9 o'clock on Friday morning will be in there, okay? So subscribe.tcenow.com, share them with your friends. So about 50,000 folks. So I had 40 million. So it just shows you that I was off. So how do we stay confident in spite of COVID? What are some things we can do in spite of COVID? And, of course, now, new, next, you guys are going to make sure you understand that's all that matters right now. I mean, there is more. Don't get me wrong. But in your career, in your economic space, let me speak to it that way, in your economic space, now, new, and next are going to be your, in my opinion, in your career engineer's opinion, the next three concepts, your words for the day, your words for the rest of this year, maybe your words for 2021 as well. I mean, COVID-19 has revealed much, and that's what's really going on here, okay? So, again, if you have a question or you want to tag me on Twitter and say hello, that I welcome you to do that at Career Engineer on Twitter. We're on Facebook at Don't Get Anxious on Facebook. I'm on the gram as at Career Engineer on the gram. And, of course, you can always find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. And again, I thank those of you who are listening online and on the phone. Remember, tell grandma all of them, right? You don't have to have the internet to join this radio show. 516-387-1850 live. You can listen on your phone. But if you do have a question, you want to push one so I can bring you into this really cool conversation, okay, right here on your TCE radio show. Don't get anxious. Always, always be prepared, because that's what it's all about. So listen, a couple quick things. I'm going to keep it simple because that's what we need in our life, right? COVID, we don't need any more complicated. We really don't. I mean, I don't. So how to stay career confident while we're going through what you just heard me say, 50 million people initial claims, let's see, 4.5 million folks got jobs last month, according to our Department of Labor and our Bureau of Labor Statistics. So make sure you click all those. It's important for you to know where your sources are, particularly those of us who sit on Twitter all day long, and you guys go to them Twitter feeds, and you don't know if what you're reading is real or not. So, well, and even as I give you these sources, DOL.gov and BLS.gov, we hope those are real too. There is I think I said last week, the Pew Center had a fact-checking situation with the numbers from the government for last month's report. So you can probably Google the Pew Center Research Center and see what they wrote. I told you I was waiting to see. They actually had some fact-checking issues on May's report, and I wanted to see if they were going to also look at June to see if there's a pattern of fact-checking failures going on before I would talk about it. So I hope, we'll see, because, you know, you got to replicate stuff. Can't just take a one snapshot. But how do we stay confident? One thing I want folks to know during COVID, and I appreciate those of you reaching out to us, who see us on TV, who send your resumes, who book book a meeting with us on our website, tcenow.com. But don't take it personal. And I got to speak to the folks. I know some of us are hearing no, or some of us are hearing nothing, right? It's between a no and a nothing, and there's this waiting game that we're in. You know, again, competition for a vibrant opportunity is up there now. I mean, it was always tough to find good talent period. I mean, that's, you know, it wasn't anything about when people would say, oh, we had all these jobs. The point was it was easy to put up your shingle if you're looking for someone to flip burgers and looking for someone in the fast food. And I'm not denoting that. I'm not demeaning that because I run there just like anybody else. But we're talking about the opportunities for sustainability, you know, and to maintain your quality of life, to have a to maintain your livelihood. Okay, we're talking jobs with a professional salary and those types of things. Okay, so those jobs to find the right talent in those industries has always been a struggle, whether the low employment rate was out there or not. I mean, service sector jobs, you know, there's nothing wrong with those, but if you're looking to make, you know, $100,000 or $75,000 or more than $100,000 or, you know, a job that requires mid to senior level education and experience, that's what I'm talking about when I say don't take it personally, that some of those jobs, and again, some white-collar jobs, I mean, they've done not all, because we got to be careful. COVID has taught us to rethink the word all. But folks in those sectors that were able to work remotely, that had their professional white-collar opportunities converted to work at home or work in your space or remote working, many of those folks are still working as of today. However, what's happened in some of these spaces, the ones that have the more painful situation are, you know, having recruitment, and many are. But for those of you who have heard no or nothing, particularly the nothing ones, make sure you just, again, keep it professional. Don't take it personal. People are figuring this out. I yesterday saw a document that was created. I mean, there's so many documents created right now, just created to deal with the onboarding. I read this document that folks have to sign, you know, that there's a company who's ready to bring people back. I mean, the white-collar jobs, those IT, those, you know, I mean, the professional opportunities who have still been working had to use these 130 days to redefine the workplace. So those of you hearing nothing or no, I mean, no is pretty, you know, what it is. But I'm going to talk to the nothing folks because I don't want you to lose your career confidence while you have heard nothing or you're in the waiting game. What's happened in the 130 days is many companies, small, medium, large, had to rethink, reimagine. You're hearing all these words now, right? Re-engineer, repurpose the workspace, not just for the immediate public health safety, but you have to understand COVID has just violated so many EEOC laws and family medical leave and short-term disability and all kinds of things. I say violated, it may not have been the right word, but it has an impact on some of the laws that we have. Like, are you supposed to tell somebody you're sick? Is that legal? Of course not. You can't tell folks. Employers don't have the right to know whether you've been tested, right? But this is a public health emergency, so certain things supersede. But think about it. I mean, do I have to tell my employer I wouldn't had a, you know, whatever test? I mean, so we have, but this is a public safety. So we've had companies that had to take this time, and they scrambled the first 30 days. And then now we're in a better group. They had to redefine how they hire, how they do onboarding, what you can ask in an interview, how to make sure there's safety so we don't get sued. You know, who can come back to work? Some folks are saying they can't work. They're afraid to go back to work. So this has made the onboarding and the hiring process slow. Not impossible, not improbable, but slow. So those of you who have heard nothing, take nothing as good news for a moment. Take nothing as good news. A lot of it is just the employers have, and just think the small mom and pops have to do the same type of re-strategizing as the big guys who have the resources, even though, you know, the Googles of the world and the Apples of the world and the Verizons have the resources that mom and pop startups don't. So the nothings could just be the place of where we're waiting. So don't, but if you did hear a no, let me talk to the NOW folks, okay? So let me tell you how I look at no. Your career engineer got a no. How many no's have I had this month? Let me think. Let me count. Probably at least 5 no, not happening, can't move forward. I'm sorry you weren't selected. Okay, it is what it is. No one likes to not be picked, okay? Let's go back to being the kid on the soccer court or the basketball court. No one does, or at the dance, you're waiting to be picked. Nobody doesn't like to be picked. But We're not teenagers anymore. This is professional, not personal. Consider it a blessing. Hold on, listen to me now. But now, if you're, hopefully your brand is done the right way, so, you know, you want to get in your right spot. But if you're putting things out there, and again, I believe in teaching my clients how to drive the process. So there's certain things my TCE folks know to do a little differently than just anybody else. But if you put your correct brand out there and you present yourself the correct way and they didn't bite, consider yourself blessed. It gives you more time to move on to the yeses. Do not waste time in no's. Now, sometimes no can be not right now, no. It doesn't necessarily mean never no, unless you did something kind of really ridiculous. Case in point, let me tell a story. I think it's always better to tell stories here. And again, if you have a question or comment, and those of you who are listening on the phone, again, 516-387-1850 is our phone number. You can press 1 and engage in the conversation, ask me a question, comment, share your thoughts on this on your career conference. I'd love to get your feedback. If not, listen, y'all can catch me on demand, right? This is how we work. But press 1 if you want to be a part of the live conversation. Here's a case in point of how no can be converted to something else. So a client of mine had an interview this, you know, within the last 30 days, and the company decided to select an internal candidate. The person had a great interview. The company sought them, which is how we like to roll, when they seek you. I love that. So you already know you've met the cut. But anyway, they had the interview, went very, of course, everything is no video, using new technology or sometime old school technology, which is the telephone, like what I'm doing right now. Hopefully my voice is conveying confidence. They, great interview, nice questions, got to the salary question, got to all that kind of good stuff that we all look for. However, the company sent an email and said, you know, it was so nice meeting you, and, you know, here comes the next, like the Dear John, Dear Jane letter, we're not going to select you. We picked someone from the inside. So that was a no. However, the strategy my clients use, because this is how I teach them, is to convert, see how you can convert that to a later. And it just so happens that company has another opportunity, not the same job, but the other opportunity. And if you build rapport the right way, because we teach about building relationships, even when you're dealing with decision makers or recruiters, how we can make professional relationships in all of our engagements, you can follow up. There's ways that you can follow up with that particular person, because maybe you found them, you searched them out on LinkedIn, maybe you engaged with them professionally there, now you have them in your book of business, and you can reach out in 30 days or 90 days or 180 days to see if there's other opportunities and to please keep me in mind. Maybe that wasn't for me, and I tell you what, if a company doesn't select someone from the outside but picks someone from the inside, I give them all kinds of respect. I really do, because think about that for a moment. That speaks a lot about that employer. I mean, granted, they have to put it out there to get a candidate pipeline, but it also means you're still in their pipeline. If you got that interview, you met a criteria. Nothing says you can't follow up later. Nothing says you can't keep your eye on that company, reach back out, and, you know, in a tactful and diplomatic way. Now, of course, those tricks are shared when I'm coaching you. You're not getting those on the radio. But please understand, the no's can be converted under the right conditions, okay? So again, don't take it personal. A no is not that you're not worthy or you have no value, okay? It might mean, number one, you may have just saved yourself from a nightmare, because if you put your brand out there right, because you don't want to be in a situation where you're having an interview with companies where you're overqualified or having a meeting with a company where you're underqualified. You want to make sure you're in your right market for what you want to do. So the no's release you to yeses, but remember, no's can be converted when done the right way to later. Not today, but maybe tomorrow, if done the right way, okay? Very important, but please don't take it personal. I have a lot of folks who are losing their confidence because, well, no one's calling me, and this is real. I don't want to minimize the way folks feel. I haven't got a call back. Or, you know, my phone isn't ringing, or I put it in the land, out there, and it's in never land, you know. And what do we do? Because now I'm feeling some kind of way. So questions I'll ask people when you're feeling some kind of way. My first question is going to be, y'all know I love quality, and I also understand quantity. I understand the economics of where we are, particularly now. Quality means I hope your stuff is looking right, all of your brand is singing the same song, you've done some skill-based market development. And if you have done that, quantity then becomes a number. How many places, you know, if you have done some job development, where are you sticking your stuff? Where are you putting it? Have you found your 100? Have you found your 150? Have you done your proper due diligence? Have you invested 10 to 15 hours to develop the places and spaces? Are you using more than one slice of the pie? What's the slice of the pie? The slice of the pie is, of course, your online opportunities to find opportunities. Of course, there's my favorite, that BFFFF, LinkedIn. You guys know I'm a BFFFFF for LinkedIn. If you didn't get it, I'll tell you again. LinkedIn, okay? Not only LinkedIn, but LinkedIn, okay? There's also, some of you like certain job boards. Great. Knock yourself out, whichever one you like. That's fine. Okay, some of us Google for jobs. Some of us have niche-based boards. And you know what I'm thinking? I think in my newsletter, I just thought about that. I have job sort. So when I have my newsletter, subscribe.tcenow.com, if you're not, I have a listing of companies who have jobs. I mean, you can't get any sweeter than that. But there are niche-based boards, you know, which are not the Simply Hired or the Indeed, and I don't know what else is out there. There's stuff. I mean, old school was Monster and Career Builder, but that's the Indeed, and they've all upped their game. A lot of them are just the middleman or woman site that's kind of just spidering you out to other things, right? So, you know, I like Google for jobs. It's just, it's not necessarily pretty, but I know how to work that search engine to look for opportunities, right? Then there's word of mouth, right? Then there's also, if you're connected to your alumni to colleges and universities, you should be connected to your alumni groups and your career services departments at your colleges or universities that you have graduated from. Yes, your networking matters, but still, folks, still today in 2020, COVID world as we know it, networking for real matters. So are you tapping your network, whether they're sitting on LinkedIn or they're sitting in your phone, or you're connected to people, places, data, and things that have access and opportunity? And when you are connected to people, places, data, and things that have access and opportunity, how do you engage? That's how you find your next gig. All of the above. So if you're hearing no's and you're, you know, I'm going to talk, and there's also the nothings you've heard. If your quantity, if you're doing two job leads a week in this environment, expect to hear nothing for a long time. Now, you can hit one. Now, again, it's one thing if they reach out to you. But if you're reaching out to them, you've got to up your numbers. You have got to have quality engagement. You have to. If they reach out to you, that's different. That one could be the one. But if you're out here developing your market, you've got to be strategic and intentional and develop your market. And come on, I think, and particularly one of my clients, I have shared ways to do that. Okay, but word of mouth still matters. Ask, like today, in fact, let me give a, I have someone to ask me. I tell you, it's real. They have job leads. I haven't put them in the newsletter yet because some of the leads were in places that I don't think all my people are. But then again, there are some people in certain parts of the country that I didn't know that they were there. I mean, it happens. So this person networking says, Fran, we're looking for people. We're looking for people. Not necessarily in my headquarters where I'm from, but we're looking for people. So, and they had to still be the little, you know, how you have a squeaky wheel and you got to put some oil in it. Y'all know, because I'd be having perfect English for a radio show. I have all kinds of things in my head. But anyway, that little, you know, squeaky person, I got my attention, and those leads will be in there tomorrow. Okay? So my point is someone who works in somewhere knows they have opportunities, knows of the career engineer, knows what we do, how we work it, and knows you want to get the word out. That's called networking, folks. Folks wouldn't know about these opportunities if they're not shared tomorrow. And we've had someone that got jobs from what was shared just by reading our newsletter. I gave a congrats to her the other day. She got hired by one of the jobs that I listed in my newsletter. Networking. What if she wasn't reading the newsletter? What if she didn't do what she had to do to apply? What if she, you know, all of that, but she wouldn't have gotten the tip had she not read the newsletter. So there's more than one way to do this thing, but you've got to up your numbers. The newsletter alone has at least, I don't know, 50,000 jobs I'm sharing every Friday, maybe even more, at least 50,000. Hard to get, I understand, it's a little tough. Everybody's going for them, I get it, but at least 50,000. So if you're not reading the newsletter, if you can share it with your friends, I'm fine with that, But whoever you share it with, don't share it every week. They need to subscribe after one or two shares. I mean, come on. That's the right way to do it. So don't take it personal. No news can be good news. The nothing part is companies are trying to get it together to figure out how to do what they have to do. And keep the faith. Keep the faith. I mean, I'm telling you, if you're not a praying person right now, you might want to start. Because it helps. Faith helps. It helps. In times like this, faith helps. I'm telling you. And I say that, you know, I mean, being serious, but also joking. I know some folks have faith in themselves or faith in the rock, or others believe, as I believe. But I'm going to tell you, go ahead. Do this without faith. I mean, it helps. So consider that as well. So listen, I mean, well, I didn't even take a commercial break because I thought this was very important. But let me tell you a quick, like I said, I circled around this. A company that's ready to bring their people back, the people are working at home, but they need to have a plan of coming back to the workspace. The documents that I am seeing that folks have to sign, read them carefully. I mean, any of you who are working somewhere and you're able to do telework, but you know, there's going to be a hybrid system or there's going to be different shift work, read those documents carefully. Because that thing was such a legal eagle. I said, when I read that, someone let me see it because they have to sign it to go back to work. And it was these three categories. They had to check a box. They had to check a box. So I bet you for everyone, and this was a government employee, but for others, this check a box thing, I'm like, what are they up to? What are they looking for? What's going on, right? So just make sure you read paperwork. And that paperwork might also be new paperwork for onboarding, and it's related to COVID-19. To try it, because companies have to decide who can come back. There are some people that are saying they can't come back because they may have a chronic condition, or because they're caring for someone with a chronic condition, and to kind of sort of figure out who can do what, when, where, and how. So COVID has revealed much, but one thing I want not to reveal is for you to lose your confidence. Keep your game up. You've got it to go. If you put stuff out in the market space, again, if you haven't done a quality number, because you can't do 2 a week, you can't do 10 a week, you can't do 20 a week, all right? My minimum is 100 in a month in 30 days. Y'all know my minimum, and many of y'all know that, because that saturation method gives us a really good sample of what this marketplace is speaking on. I mean, it's really, you can't get this by 10. You just can't. I mean, I think unemployment, 2 a week, it never happens. We'll never find, in the best economy, that would never work. It would never work. So we've got to make sure we're putting in the time so we can get a really good result and have a good sample. It's about sampling, okay? You've got to have a good sample. 1 is not a sample. 5 is not a sample. Got to put some numbers out there. And look at that. I got only about a minute left in the show. So listen, I love it. This one went fast. So remember, you can catch this show on demand. Listen to it. Share it with others. If you haven't subscribed to follow this show so you can get notified when we come on, feel free to do so. And you know what I forgot to do? Okay, I didn't forget it. Okay, I thought I did. But anyway, so thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, Wednesday, Thursdays at 12, we're here. Tonight, I forgot to say this in the beginning of the show. Second Thursday, late night for me. I'll be doing a live on my Facebook page. Don't get anxious. Our TCE Career and Business Networking type of thing. Ask me questions live. I think I'll do it with the Zoom. I'm going to figure it out when I get there. But I think I might. So come and Zoom and say hey or whatnot. I'll figure out how to do that with it. If I don't Zoom it, I'll Facebook Live it. But check out our Facebook at Don't Get Anxious. It's going to be 7 o'clock tonight. That's second Thursday of the month. All are invited and all are welcome. So listen, thank you for reading TCE Radio. Remember, subscribe.tcenow.com. Share that with the people you know. It goes out tomorrow with this new news of stuff. I mean, I tell you, as I'm talking to you guys now, more news is coming down. I got to really pick and choose what I want to share with you guys. So y'all be blessed. Have a safe weekend. Wear your mask, social distancing, and wash those hands. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Be blessed.